WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are just...
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell...
Ow!
What the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Everyone, welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button out at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
I think we're... kind of better. We're getting there. You tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lindsay Ward, come to Wild Talk Radio, come to Rack Radio Show, come to twitch.tv/WTRLive. We're interacting with us live because we are on the road to SummerSlam this Saturday, live on the WWE Network and Peacock here in the United States. We'll be having a full preview in the back half of the program.
That's right. We've got news. We've got notes. We've got things. We have all sorts of stuff to talk about.
We do.
So I say we jump right into the news brought to our friends over at MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And let's start with the top. Miko Satomura announces her retirement in April of 2025. So congratulations to her.
Yeah, it's been a minute since she's been in WWE NXT. She wrestled this past weekend in Japan with the company, but she's gone back to Japan and, well, announced her retirement. So it's a shame, but, you know, she's up there, in, I think, in her early 40s. I think she wants to be in Japan and everything like that. So,
well, she was a big part of UK, wasn't she?
Maybe.
She was over in UK for a hot minute, and then they brought her over to the States. But yeah, I completely understand that she wants to retire. I mean, good for her. She's had a wonderful and long, great career.
She has, indeed.
So But it's not for another year, so we have a little bit of time before she retires, but good for her.
Good, indeed, good for her. Yes.
We love that for her. John Cena to be a part of the season premiere of The Simpsons. God, it's hard to believe The Simpsons are still around.
36 seasons? Something crazy.
Oh,
like that.
God. I remember when they debuted.
First wrestler who will be in the in a show since Bret Hitman Hart back in 1997, 98, somewhere around there.
Everybody take a shot.
Yes. But that's cool.
That is cool. It's very cool. So it'll be interesting to see what they have him do.
Indeed.
Julia has announced her last match in Marigold. It will be on August 19th before she heads over to the U.S.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the deal. She's finishing up with, I think, three or four more matches in Marigold, and will be here in the States probably when WWE moves to NXT, when NXT moves to CW. I would assume that's her grand debut on the main roster or the NXT roster.
Makes sense.
Yeah, you save her for that and it should be fun.
Yeah, save her for that not so big surprise, but big surprise. The Miz is set to host SummerSlam in Cleveland, so he should have some fun with that.
Yeah, they got him on TV. They said on TV that he would be on, and then getting him on the show in some capacity, so that's good for him. I expect Johnny Gargano to have some sort of appearance at SummerSlam, probably, hopefully in the segment with The Miz. That would be cool.
That would be cool.
Because I know Johnny and Tommaso are defending the tag titles against the Bloodline tomorrow night on SmackDown. A lot of people expect the Bloodline to win the tag team titles tomorrow night. I do not. I expect Randy and Kevin Owens.
Spoilers.
What do you mean, spoilers?
You're spoiling your picks.
This is for tomorrow on SmackDown.
Oh.
This is not SummerSlam, because they're defending titles on SmackDown, not on the show. I expect Randy and Kevin to cost the Bloodline the belts tomorrow night on SmackDown. Because I don't think you take the belts off of DIY yet.
No, I think you hold on to them for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Let Johnny be in Cleveland with it.
Yeah, I think that you finish out the weekend and then you can change it. But I think the Bloodline gets taken out by Randy and Kevin, and maybe add that match to SummerSlam. Who knows?
Who indeed knows? Wingstop, a restaurant chain, will serve as the presenting partner for the event. Wingstop's partnership includes two corner mat signage placements, which is the first time in WWE's history that the ring canvas will feature this exclusive branding. So is Prime out, or is it going to be Prime and Wingstop?
Prime's in the center. Wingstops are in the are going to be like diagonal in the corners.
Damn, they're arting the ring up.
They are. They're just putting everywhere. So it'll be the first time there's signage like that on a WWE mat. I hope it blends in nicely, because you notice the Prime, but it doesn't take away from the action. I hope it doesn't start to become how New Japan's rings look, where there's all advertisements everywhere.
Yeah, I think if they can keep it simple, it'll be okay.
That gets a bit much.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's Prime real estate, no pun intended, and. Yeah. They're willing to sell it. People are willing to pay for it. They're willing to sell it. So,
yeah. So the whole Wingstop campaign is going to run throughout the end of the summer, I think, into September. They're going to be sponsoring the kickoff show as well. So yeah, they're another big part of what WWE is doing in terms of sponsorships. There's like seven or eight different sponsors for SummerSlam this weekend.
That's insane and awesome for them.
Yeah.
Survivor Series War Games is set to take place on November 30th in Vancouver, Canada.
It's interesting. When all the big U.S. holidays happen, they seem to go out of the States. Like 4th of July, they were in Canada. Like now, right after Thanksgiving, they're going to be in Canada. It's interesting placement.
You know, just go on vacation, get out of the country, you know, that kind of thing. It's fine.
It's fine. Yeah. Totally fine.
And Vancouver's nice that time of year, so there you go.
Sure.
Moving on to the A of the E of the W. By the way, tickets will be on sale soon. AEW Anna Jay will be participating in the upcoming Stardom 5-Star Grand Prix starting August 10th.
Good for her. Gets her some in-ring experience in Japan. Good move for
Get
her.
Get a girl.
Yeah.
We love that for you. And this one's a little sad, but I don't think it's terribly surprising if you kind of follow what's been going on, which I don't know how many people have. But Mercedes Moné has filed for divorce from her husband, Ms. Kake, better known as, hold on, I have to get the name. But he was on Total Divas with her. He was on Ms. and Mrs. He showed up a couple times. And then you kind of saw that they weren't appearing together. They weren't really taking pictures together anymore. And you kind of wondered what was going on. And then we find out today that, well, they've actually been separated since 2020. Yeah. He moved out in 2021. And they are now filing for divorce.
That one sounds like COVID to me. That's a COVID breakup.
Yeah, where they were together pretty much the whole time. And yeah, because like the biggest clue that something was wrong in that relationship was the fact that he stopped making her gear. Like that's what he does for WWE. He's one of the gear designers, and he made all of her stuff, like all of it exclusively. And then she stopped using him for gear.
Yeah.
And she started going elsewhere, and she changed her look and revamped everything. And it's like, oh, something's up there.
Like you,
and she
you
made
sent, you sent an article sorry, like a couple weeks ago about her gear and how she went yeah. into the gear that he made for her, and that was after the fact.
Yeah, he was still making it up until I think the end, like towards the end of her WWE run.
Yeah.
Where she hated it. She absolutely hated it. Like, she ripped it in this article. And it's like, oh, damn, girl. Damn. And then after that, she just didn't use him anymore. Like, you hate to see it. Like, it's really sad because they were cute together. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, it just didn't work out. So she's moving on and he's moving on and life goes on. In terms of going on and moving on, TNA Wrestling has announced an exclusive multi-year agreement with Warner Brothers Discovery's premium sports channel, Eurosport India. The new TV deal will give Eurosport India hundreds of hours of content, extending TNA's offerings with broadcasts of all new original series, pay-per-view events, and more. The agreement includes all of India, Bangladesh, Bhutan, the Maldives, Nepal, Pakistan, and Sri Lanka. The new deal includes the weekly flagship series TNA Impact and the pay-per-views, content from TNA's extensive library spanning 20 years of the promotion's history. God, have they been around 20 years? Selected from over 6,000 hours of original series and landmark events boasting appearances by some of the biggest stars in professional wrestling. Highlights include access to legacy series such as Epics. And there's more, but it cuts off.
That was pretty much it. That was the only one. Yeah, that's good for them.
Mm-hmm. It's expansion. It's growing. It's good.
That's you know, all that you want to hear. That's all that counts.
Yeah, for TNA especially, you want to see them continue to expand. So that's good news for them. So keep up the good work. We also failed to mention it, but for AEW, the exclusive negotiating window for the TV deal has, at least according to certain people, ended.
Yeah, the exclusive window ended. We mentioned it last week that it was ending very shortly, but it ended, I guess, as of midnight last night.
So now they're free to entertain other offers. I don't know if this is good news or bad news. Like, I would hope that they would be able to announce a deal with Warner Brothers because it's assumed that that's where they're staying. But I don't know if anybody's really sure. Obviously, the NBA stuff is a big blow for them. Warner Brothers, I mean. So, and with them taking hits in the box office and some other things, you just kind of have to wonder what's going on.
They'll be back with them, but we'll see when they announce it, I would assume. But now they can see what other interest is out there, and they can negotiate and sort of, I don't know, see if they can get the bidding war started.
And oh my god, maybe they'll use Shane McMahon.
Let's go to break.
So when we come back, we'll be talking all about SummerSlam live this weekend on Peacock. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Like on me up 22 in a me song. Then I feel so forget the next thousand fool. Press trigger me no press people bun. Nobody chat confuse me with some. Like on me up 22 in a me song. Then I feel so.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. with the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes a K-Sheep. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Did you know that you can use support a creator code ROCKSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Get the hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin' as they give their opinions on what they liked,
what?
What they didn't like,
what?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw post show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
11 p.m. Eastern.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
This is WWE superstar Drew McIntyre, and you are listening to The Rack Radio Show on Wild Talk Radio.
I'm just another thanking, overusing, tall drinking, short fuse, and getting in my own way. I'm just a bloodstained, folded hands, throwing back the milligrams. I can't find the brakes. I'm hiding from the sun, devil riding shotgun. God knows I'ma crash and burn.
And welcome back to The Rec right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RecRadShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And we forgot to mention it at the top of the show. Do you know what tonight is?
What's
Do you know what's back as of tonight?
Football.
Football!
That's in right
Football
now.
Football is... Yeah, that's getting rained out right now because of severe weather. But there's football! It's back!
It's weird. The kickoff's weird.
Yeah, I'm not sure I like it.
So,
but earlier, it's okay.
Earlier today, the Broadbreaker was on the Pat McAfee show, and it was his first attempt or first real understanding of what the new kickoff system is. Like, they showed a graphic of it, how it's all set up, and he's just staring at it going, yeah, no, this is not good. Like, he understands it. Like, it could be good for the game, and it's going to create all these plays, but as a player, he's like, yeah, no, not a thing he would enjoy.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand why we had to change it, but here we are.
Well, the reason they're changing it is because they want it to become a play again, because it became, to them, a ceremonial just play for the kickoff, where they would just kick it, kneel, and be, you know, go with it. Now they're penalizing it if it's a touchback. It's now at the 30 instead of what it was at the 25, and all these different things. So they wanted to create like 1,600 more plays or something for the season or something like that, and more kickoff returns, more excitement, more points, all the things that, because it was either this or there was talks of removing the kickoff in general.
You can't take the kickoff out of the game. That's the whole like start of the game. Like,
yeah, but
it does have a ceremonial quality to it.
Yes, but they were going to get rid of it and just, you know, it would start at the 25-yard line and this would be it.
No. That would be bad. That would be stupid. That would be so stupid. Like, you have to have a little ceremony to the game.
That's why they're going to do this and sort of keep an eye on it and see how it plays. And
or they could just put it back because it was fine.
No, to them it was not. No, it was not fine because it was too ceremonial.
And no, it can be ceremonial. It's fine.
No, we have they're taking it sort of from the XFL, so we'll see how it goes. Usually has some success.
Anyway, we're here to talk about SummerSlam, which is going to be live this Saturday on the Peacocks and the WWE networks, depending on where you are. We have a stacked show to enjoy, and this is going to be a one-night SummerSlam. This is, I think, the final one-night SummerSlam before it goes to two next year.
Is two next year confirmed, or is that 2 years from now?
It might be 2 years, but I wouldn't be surprised if they go.
Wouldn't be surprised if it's 2 years next year.
Yeah, or two nights, not two years. Two year long SummerSlam.
It probably will be next year. We'll see.
Just to kind of like get the kinks out and, you know, work it out and that kind of thing. And because what they've been trying to do this year is obviously make it into more of an event. They have a lot of shows stacked around this where it's like external stuff that's more than just NXT being there. They have like live shows with Damian Priest and The Undertaker and Sami Zayn. Yeah. They have like all kinds of stuff going on in Cleveland this weekend for SummerSlam. So they're doing a lot to make it more of an event.
Very expensive photo ops.
Very expensive photo ops. Mark Calloway, you are an expensive man. But like, I could see how next year they go to two just to have the full weekend and have people come out and enjoy it and have fun. As opposed to it just being like Friday and Saturday. They can go Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday and kind of get that 4 days of everybody being there.
Yeah.
Which is more like what they do for WrestleMania as opposed to just a single day show. So we'll see. We'll see what they do. Let's just get him out of the way because he had a bit of a controversy today. Logan Paul is being challenged by LA Knight in a singles match with no stipulation for the United States Championship.
You could see Logan Paul retaining.
You could.
Because they like him as champion. He's, before today, a very marketable person in terms of gaining attention in the positive manner for the company. But he's good for the brand.
After today.
He's very good for the brand, opinions aside.
He is, yes.
But they need to do something with LA Knight. LA Knight needs a championship. He needs to finally get over the hump. And a lot of us have been thinking that he would be the U.S. champion by now. Some thought it would have been at WrestleMania. He would have been the guy to get the title match. He was not. Now it's his opportunity. SummerSlam, Cleveland. You got to crown LA Knight now or never at this stage.
Yeah, you have to do something with him. You have to, because it's like he's in that sort of make or break thing. And he had a lot of momentum when he came up. They gave him the really stupid gimmick, and then he got out of it because he got over as himself, and so they had him become LA Knight again. And he started to have momentum with Bray, and then that kind of fell apart due to unforeseen circumstances, which is neither man's fault. And then they just could never get anything really cooking with him after that. Like, they've had some success with him against Roman, but again, it's always like he has these fleeting moments of brilliance that they don't really capitalize on. And he could be somebody really, really, really good for your company in terms of being able to bring in press, bring in attention. He's somebody that can go out and talk to reporters. He's very much on the Miz's level in terms of being that multifunctional performer. And if you don't put him over here, I don't know when you put him over. Because you're kind of sort of just letting him wither on the vine. You know, in terms of Logan Paul, I don't like him as a person. I don't like him. I don't like his beliefs. But he doesn't grab attention.
Yes.
And he has done positive for WWE, especially in terms of bringing eyeballs onto the product, which is what they want, because he has that social media grab and he goes everywhere with that title. Everything he does, that title goes with him. And that's good press for them, because every time you see Logan Paul, you see him with the WWE US Championship. But it could be time to maybe give him a little bit of a break.
He's had it for a while, and there is really no reason to move it beyond just you make LA Knight with it. And you have the title move. Like, this is one of the ones that it's like, you can see the title moving just for the sake of moving the title, just to refresh the picture a little bit, just to add some excitement to it. You have LA Knight win the US Championship, and then he carries it for a while over on SmackDown, and he does his thing over on SmackDown. Because you can always have Logan Paul come back and win it,
yeah,
right? Or you can always have somebody else win it, but I think for here, LA Knight, he's earned it. He should get it.
It's LA Knight's time. He needs it. Like, Logan Paul's had 270-something days, two title defenses, yada yada. He's been on TV. Brent went through this on Sunday. Like, he's been active. He hasn't gone anywhere. But you need an active championship for the U.S. title now. You gave LA Knight 7 months. I think it's the right time. I'm going LA yeah. Knight wins.
I'm going to echo that.
Wheel.
Wrestler 1.
Logan Paul for the wheel. 8-ball, Logan Paul retain? Ask again later. I don't have a later. I need it now. So,
well, now's later, so.
LA Knight, yeah? Nope.
No. Okay. We are divided. Good. Up next, we have Sami Zayn taking on Bron Breakker for the Intercontinental Championship.
So, I felt like they missed the boat a month ago. I feel like
yeah.
it was the right time to give Bron Breakker the belt. They have done a good job of keeping him hot and keeping him active and keeping him in the spotlight. They've closed Raw with him once, and they've kind of made it a point to sort of, hey, he's our guy. They sent him out on the media circuit, and they're sending him out like, he's the guy. He's going to be one of the faces of the company going forward. He's promised to murder Sami Zayn, and if he doesn't murder Sami Zayn, then you're kind of losing the boat. You're kind of, again, you can only get this momentum a few times, and it's like, he's got the momentum. You got
mm-hmm.
WWE's doing a great job right now. If you look up and down this card, Solo's in a big match, Rhea's in a big match, Damian and Gunther are in a big match, Bron Breakker's in a big match. They're the future of this company, and they're in big time matches. You got to get them wins. Bron Breakker needs this win over Sami Zayn. He really does.
He does. I absolutely agree with that. Again, you know, I said it last month and I say it now, and I'll echo what you said. You know, last month really felt like it was it. It felt like they were going to do it. And then you have Sami get his rematch at SummerSlam, and that's an easy win for Braun. But they didn't do it. They kept the title on Sami, which was smart because they were in his hometown. And then you move Braun, you move them on to SummerSlam, and you, like you said, done a good job of keeping them both hot, keeping the feud alive, and you've even introduced an external factor into the feud, which is Ilya Dragunov and Braun and Ilya sort of having issues. And I absolutely agree in the fact that Braun should win the IC title. I think it's time. Sami's done a great job, but it's like, if you're going, it's the LA Knight thing. If you're going to make Braun, now's the time to make Braun. You put him on that big stage, you put him out in front of press, you're introducing him already, you are pushing him. Put a title on him, let him run with the title. The only way I can see them not doing that is if they have Ilya come back and he costs Braun. And you have the two of them feud with each other, and then you move Sami on. The other alternative is that you have Ilya accidentally cost Sami.
I don't think.
But I more see Ilya trying to cost Braun.
I don't think Ilya gets involved at all. I don't think he needs to. Because they kind of wrote him out for the purpose of him not appearing in this. I think Ilya returns on Raw to challenge the winner, which I'm going with Bron Breakker. I think that's where Ilya shows back up. I see this needs to be clean and decisive. No interference, no one costing anyone anything, because you're going to get a lot of that later. Bron needs a clean, decisive win to start his run as an Intercontinental Champion. That's how I see it. I don't think you need interference of any kind. Clean win, big spear, big spot. Sami eats the defeat. Sami moves on to something else. Braun makes his run as Intercontinental Champion. You'll be good. I kind of see Sami and Jay becoming a tag team here shortly. So, yeah.
Which would be beneficial for some people who might be coming back. Yeah, no, I echo that. It's just kind of throwing that out there. So I have to go with Braun for the win here.
Yeah, so I'm going Braun. You're going Braun. 8-ball mm-hmm. Braun. Nope. Wheel.
Wrestler 2.
Braun Breaker.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about Bayley and Nia Jax for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
My brain was thinking for months. It's been in my head. Nia's winning this. They gave her Queen of Ring, and it was like the momentum's building to a big Nia Jax win. I'm not so sure anymore.
There's a question mark there in there,
and it has nothing to do with Tiffany cashing in. I think my gut is telling me they're gonna keep it on Bayley because I think the future program will be Bayley and Tiffany, and I think the Nia push is slowing down. I think her momentum is slowing down. That's where my brain's at right now with it. I feel like the momentum's slowing down, and I think Bayley should keep it. But then there's the idea of everyone thinks Nia's going to get cashed in on right away. I don't think
that's going to happen.
No, I think Tiffany doesn't wait till the fall or the winter to cash in. I don't think she cashes in on Saturday. I don't think that's happening. I don't think you need it to happen. Because you could also, and if you go that route, Nia could win, and you have Tiffany tease it for a few months before she cashes in.
Well,
I don't know.
Here's the interesting thing about Tiffany in terms of the wild card. There are two women's championship matches on this show. Both Raw and SmackDown are going up for grabs. I know it's assumed that Tiffany will cash in on Nia, but you could very easily have Tiffany roll up and cash in either on Liv or Rhea and just swipe that title out from underneath of both of them and be like, I'm the champ now. That could happen. And that would be a swerve and that would be a twist. Now, will it happen? I have no idea. But in terms of Bayley and Nia Jax, I would agree that Nia's momentum has slowed down. She had a lot coming out of Queen of the Ring. You put Tiffany with her, and Tiffany has sort of taken off, especially with the very decisive win at Money in the Bank, where she got the briefcase. Tiffany is slowly beginning to overshadow Nia in terms of being the star and being the one that everybody's looking to take the title off of either Nia or Bayley. Do I think you could have Nia win the title off of Bayley? Absolutely, yes. Do I think she would be a good champion? Yes. Do I think she would just be holding it for Tiffany? Probably. Like, I just have a lot of questions about this one because it's like, yeah, you could have Tiffany cash in, but you don't need to.
Yeah.
Like, Brent brought up the point on Sunday where it's with the briefcase, you have a lot of marketability in the briefcase specifically, especially if you have Tiffany bling it out and you get the bright pink Swarovski crystal covered briefcase that she's walking around with, or whatever she's going to do with it, if she does anything to it. There's a lot of money to be made in that. And it could be that they're getting it ready. It could be that whatever Nia gives her tomorrow is that, or she gives her a piece of crap. And then Tiffy pulls the whole Legally Blonde kind of thing where she just spiffs it up and fixes it and makes it her own. Like, you could have her do that. And that just continues to get Tiffy over as more of a baby face than as a heel. Because it's, oh, look at Nia, look at what she did to me kind of thing. She screwed me over. Well, I'm going to fix it. Because I feel like they're building the feud between Nia and Tiffany. And that's where this is going. And I don't know if you need the title involved in that. Like, I feel like you could have Bayley hold on to the title for just a little bit longer and have her move on to somebody else and have Nia and Tiffany feud with each other.
You could, yeah. That's quite possible. Because I think at the end game is Bayley, Tiffany, one-on-one for the title. I think that's your end game.
And you could do that at either Royal Rumble or you could do that at Mania. Like, that's a big enough match that you could do it at either.
I think it happens before then. That's a Survivor Series. It could be in a month from now. But the end goal is that's the match.
Yeah.
At least to me. Because I don't think a Nia Tiffany match is, unless Tiffany goes full babyface, it's just, I don't know. Go Bayley retained. I think that's where my brain, like, I was, for months I was Nia's winning. My brain's going Bayley retained Saturday.
I'm going to second that.
I don't have the full logic behind it, but that's where it's at.
Yeah, no, I'm going to second that. I'm going to say Bayley retains here. How and the who, what, where, when, why, I don't know, but Bayley retains.
8-ball Bayley retain? Yes, definitely. Wheel?
Wrestler 2.
Wrestler 2, Nia Jax.
Nia. Okay. All right. And since we talked about it, let's talk about it. Liv Morgan is defending against Rhea Ripley for the Women's World Championship. This is the Liv Revenge Tour, where she has been trying to steal Rhea's man and her friends in an effort to get back at Rhea for what happened between them a few years ago. It was sort of like sidestepped a little bit because Rhea got hurt and Becky got involved, and Becky's now out of it and Rhea's back in it. And we saw the breakup between Liv and Dominic this past Monday, where he sent her packing. And then this past Monday, Liv was in the parking lot burning pictures
and clothing. And clothing and things.
Match should be interesting. I expect massive levels of shenanigans in this match from either Dominic or Finn or JD, or all three. Because I think Liv could prompt a split in the Judgment Day. She's been kind of adding tension between Finn and Damian in terms of her presence, and Dominic has been like wishy-washy in terms of wanting her there. Rhea definitely doesn't want her there. And then Carlito has sort of just been there. There are a lot of possibilities of how this could end.
I think the one thing that is certain, Liv is your champion out of this, because I think Dominic helps her win the title or keep the title.
But I would say inadvertently helps her.
No, I think
you
it's
think he's going to turn.
It's a full on blatant move. I feel like he's going to put his stamp on this, and he's going to turn on Rhea and be with Liv, moving Rhea out of the Judgment Day, Liv working her way in, because I think Damien's on his way out too.
Yeah.
I think Finn is going to play a part in Damien's disappearance from it. This is the full-on Liv Morgan revenge tour completion, taking everything away from Rhea. Her stable, her title, her man. I think you've built this correctly. You've done all the right moves. It's time to cash in. Because a Dom-Liv pairing for now could be really interesting for the rest of the fall.
It definitely refreshes both characters. Because I think the Dom-Rhea stuff, while it's been amazing, it's sort of run its course.
It was running its course before, and then she got hurt and it fizzled. It made sense to do this part.
Yeah, it made sense to do it and to go ahead and branch Dominic onto somebody else so he can move on from Rhea. Because you need to have Rhea stand on her own. And I think also you could say that the Judgment Day, at least in its current incarnation, has run its course. Like, Damien is champion, Damien is established, Rhea is as popular as she's ever been, Dominic is made, Finn and JD have a purpose, Carlito has a purpose. Like, it's done its job, and we're seeing sort of the evolution of the group. And yeah, I would agree, Damien's on his way out. Damien no longer needs the group. Damien no longer wants the group. The group is sort of moving off in a different direction from him, and he's not necessarily paying attention to that. He just thinks, you know, I'm the champ and they're all going to do what I say, which is not the case. So yeah. I'm going to say Dominic, I don't think he purposefully helps Liv. I think they need to, my only thing is I think they need to build the tension between Rhea and Dom a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have, because she's like supposedly forgiven him, but she hasn't completely forgiven him. And this is the start of the end of the Judgment Day in terms of, you know, you're still helping her, you know, because the whole thing has been, oh, Dominic accidentally lands on Liv or something accidentally happens that puts him in a compromising position, right? And you kind of have that here, but it's very questionable how compromising it actually is. Or it's like, it looks like it, but Rhea can be like, that was intentional. You did that on purpose. You cost me the match. You know, and you have, I almost want to see Rhea turn on Dom, like just completely turn on him and be like, you know, get away from me. Get out of my sight. I don't want to deal with you anymore. Go be with your little, you know, whatever. I'm done with you. And maybe she kicks him to the curb.
And I thought we were going to see that and we didn't get it. So it's like that kind of
lost
its momentum, kind of.
It lost its momentum, but it would be very easy to get back because you've already laid those seeds of distrust between Rhea and Dom. And Dom and the rest of the group. Because the rest of, like, you know, we kept saying, the rest of the group knows what's up with Dom. They know what he's getting up to. Damien warned him. Damien's like, dude, you're playing with fire. And Finn and JD kind of sort of like condoned it. And Carlito condoned it. And Damien was like half condoning it, half not. So I could see like, they're like, you know, you're being stupid, you need to stop. And he doesn't stop, and she just ends up turning on him. And maybe she ends up turning on the whole group, because the group could be like, oh, well, he didn't do anything wrong. And she's like, the F, he didn't, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I can see that. But yeah, as much as I want to see Rhea win the title back, I don't foresee her doing that here.
She doesn't need it yet.
No. Continue to give her a break from the title picture just a little bit longer, because she had it for so long. She had it for over a year. So she doesn't need it back just yet, but you keep her right on that cusp where she's ready and waiting to strike. Like, have her deal with the quote unquote family issues and then have her go for the title.
Yeah.
So I say Liv retains.
Liv retains. Dominic is the reason why. Blatantly reason why. 8-ball, Liv. Outlook not so good. Will.
Wrestler 1.
That would be Liv.
Okay. All right. Well, we're talking about him, so let's just keep it rolling. Damian Priest is being challenged by Gunther for the World Heavyweight Championship.
I expect this
to be a slugfest.
Be a slugfest, but it's hands down Gunther.
Yeah. I love Damian. Don't get me wrong. I love Damian, but you talk about momentum. You talk about needing to put a title on somebody, you put it on Gunther. He's ready.
Yeah, he's been more than ready. He's 666 days as Intercontinental Champion. He's the King of the Ring. He should be
the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion.
He should be your world's heavyweight champion. He should be the guy taking that championship into the fall and having great matches for Monday Night Raw.
Just don't have him be an eternal champion.
No, I think he loses it by the Royal Rumble at the latest WrestleMania. But I think it's his time to kind of take it, because I think Damian and Finn is your next program outside of the world title. Not sure who Gunther fights yet, but that's kind of where... That's kind of where my thinking is. I think it's going to be a hard-hitting physical matchup. The trash talk on Raw has been great lately. The pull-apart brawl 2 weeks ago was good. The end fight of Raw this past Monday was really good. I think Damian's run has been good, but not great. But I never expected it to be great. I think he's had good matches all the way through. He had some hiccups with getting caught in the ropes and not kicking out. So there's a couple black eyes on his reign. But at the end of the day, he's been everything they asked for, and they've elevated him to a point where he's now a main eventer, and they're going to be a former world champion. They've added a lot to him in this run. But
I was going to say,
but it's Gunther. It's 100% Gunther is the man.
Yeah, I was going to say, they've done... This reign was not so much about elevating the title, it was about elevating Damian, it was about moving him into the main event, and solidifying his status there. And I think it has done all that and more. He has proven himself very, very well, despite the hiccups. He's proven what he can do, and they've allowed him to show what he can do. And that's the most important thing, because he's now a main event contender. He will be a main event contender for a long time. And they've moved him just right where they need him to. But it absolutely makes sense to put it on Gunther, because he is another person that you have brought up, you've built, you've established. He's a very dominant force in WWE, if not the most dominant. I mean, he's just like a freight train.
Yeah.
In terms of just going through people. So it makes sense that Damian puts up a hell of a fight against Gunther, but ultimately Gunther wins.
Yeah, it should be Gunther standing tall as the world champion. That's kind of the way the world needs to be at this point.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, Gunther.
Gunther. 8-ball Gunther? No.
Oh. Will. 8-ball's going with Damian. Good for it.
Wrestler 1.
Damian.
Oh, they're both going with Damian. We're split. All right. And for your UWU championship.
No. No.
It's UWU. Yes.
No.
It lives on in our hearts.
No.
Anyway. Cody Rhodes takes on Solo Sikoa and, in parentheses, the rest of the bloodline, for the undisputed WWE Championship, aka UWU.
No, there's no UWU in it. It's the undisputed WWE
Championship.
Where's the UWU part at? Explain it to me.
The Universal is silent.
There's no more Universal, so it's not even silent. It doesn't exist.
That's what I say, it's silent.
It's not even silent. It doesn't exist. You guys need to get that through your head. It doesn't exist anymore.
It's invisible.
Yeah, no. There's no silent U in this. There's no uwu.
There's uwu. Anyway, I expect this to be a hell of a match. I expect these two to just go at each other. They've done a wonderful job of building Solo as the new leader of the new bloodline and establishing the new bloodline. I think a lot of people are expecting Roman Reigns to show back up here. I don't know if that happens.
No?
I don't know how I feel about that, because you could have him come back. You could absolutely have him come back and be like, Solo, you suck. I want to fight you. And I guess it's a little bit too early for a final boss.
Yeah, no, you don't need Dwayne yet.
I would honestly, I don't know if you have Roman. I kind of wonder if you have Paul show back up, though.
Paul comes back with Roman. You think Jimmy comes back with the cross bloodline? I think it's Randy and Kevin laments. Anyway, continue.
I don't know. I don't know if Roman comes back, but...
No, Roman's coming back, but I'll explain that in a second.
Okay. But, I mean, in terms of the match, I expect this to be a hell of a fight. I expect there to be shenanigans galore. But, ultimately, I do expect Cody to retain, just because you don't need to put the title on Solo just yet. If you're going to have Roman come back and you're going to do the Bloodline Civil War, you don't need the title involved in that at all. You can have Solo and Roman fight each other without it, because the feud and the match and the fight is bigger than the title. It's about the honor of the family. It's about the honor of the bloodline and who's going to lead it and who's going to run it. And if you're going to possibly involve Dwayne in it, you don't need the title in there, because we don't know which side Dwayne is going to come down on. If he's going to come down on Solo's side, or if he's going to come down on Roman's, which I suspect he comes down on Solo's.
Maybe.
Well, remember, Roman lost.
Roman did lose.
So I don't think Dwayne was all about that life, but we'll see. But go ahead. Explain Roman coming back.
I think Solo Sikoa is your next WWE champion.
Ooh.
I think he wins it on Saturday with help from his bloodline. I think to close SummerSlam, Roman Reigns appears and has a stare down with Solo. I think both men stare one another down. You have both put up the ones, and you kind of figure it out from there. But I think SummerSlam ends with Roman and Solo having a stare down, Solo holding the title, and yeah, I think that's how it goes. I think everyone would be like, what about Cody? What about his title reign? It's like, Cody will win this belt back from Solo at Bad Blood, in my booking. I think that's where you win it back in his hometown. No, Roman's not challenging for the title. Cody wins the belt back before Roman gets it. Gets even a crack at it. I think they slowly set the table for Roman Solo, with Roman making an appearance, because I don't think Roman's back full time. I don't think Roman's wrestling again until maybe Survivor Series, because I don't think you need him to yet. But he can come back as a character slowly on television to integrate back into the product, because Roman doesn't need a championship match anytime soon. So that's why I think Solo wins, has a stare down with Roman, and we go from there.
I go Cody.
But would he show up by himself with no support when the bloodline is there and they not beat him down? Yeah, I have him show up with Paul, because you basically set the stage for what side is he on. Because will Roman sort of approve of what Solo did to get back the title? Because you can put that down in people's mind. I think there's a lot of storyline room for that. But you could have Roman show up with Jimmy and Paul, or whoever, Hikaleo, whoever you want. But I think as the story goes, Roman builds up his own bloodline, and then that's where you build to the Civil War. So I'm going Solo retains, or Solo wins. Cody gets his rematch back in Georgia at Bad Blood in October. I think that's kind of where you go for things. And I think you could do Kevin Owens for Solo at Bash at Berlin, if you want to take it there, or do it on television before Cody gets his shot in October. I think that's where things boil down to. That's kind of how I have it playing out. I'm going to be totally wrong, but that's how I see it.
I'm going Cody retains.
I'm going Solo 8-Ball Cody? Yes, definitely. Wheel.
Wrestler 3.
No, there's no Wrestler 3.
Wrestler 3! Write it down!
Wrestler 1.
Wrestler 1, Cody.
But Wrestler 3. It said Wrestler 3.
Yeah, no.
But it said Wrestler 3.
Yeah, someone could choose. Should anyone challenge for the title for Cody? Yeah, you can. Because that would be the way the Bloodline sticks it to Cody by not giving him a shot. And Cody could be distracted. Jacob Fatu is a good name for Cody. So, we'll see. All right, what's next?
Up next, we have... Oh, this match. We saved it for last, intentionally. CM Punk versus Drew McIntyre in a grudge match with Seth freaking Rollins as the special guest referee. And before we even talk about the match, we have to determine how slutty Seth Rollins will be.
He's going to go full on slutty. You know this. Everyone knows this.
Are we thinking short shorts and rhinestones, or what are we thinking?
He wears short shorts. Yes. He's going to look. He's going to take what Shonda did and 2024 it.
So ruffles and bling?
Yes.
I'm down. I want to see it. Because like I said on Monday, I was genuine. Like, the outfit was good. Don't get me wrong. The outfit was really good. But I was genuinely surprised at how tame it was for him. And then he put out on Twitter that he's like, oh, just wait for it. Just wait for it. We going full on. So 80s NBA basketball short? Maybe. Maybe.
Shorter.
Shorter? You think he's going Daisy Dukes?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm down, but just we'll see. We'll see if they let him get away with it. So, okay. All right. Let's talk about the match. The grudge match that has been months in the making, where all three of these men hate each other very much. You've had Drew taking shots at CM Punk since before WrestleMania. Punk has been out injured. He's been making Drew's life hell since he's come back. And Seth has kind of been in and out of both their lives, where Seth got screwed by Drew and Punk. And so he's a little pissed about it, and they all want to fight. But Seth can't fight. He's the referee. So you have Punk and Drew, which I'm surprised there isn't another stip on this. Because genuinely surprised this is just a straight up singles match.
Well, it's a singles match in name only, because he's the referee. I think he's going to let everything in the world fly.
Oh yeah, there will be shenanigans abound in this. There will be all kinds of crap that goes on. I'm not denying that at all. I was just a little surprised they just didn't put the stip on for funsies.
No, because you give the special ref stip, and that's enough to cover your bases.
Because we all know that they're getting Hell in a Cell. Maybe. That bad blood. No, I fully expect that to be Hell in a Cell. They're moving very rapidly towards it.
I think it all depends how healthy Punk comes out of this. I think that's a key. See how he goes in a singles match for the first time in months. And see how his body holds up before he decides. Because he may not want a Hell in a Cell. He may not want to put his body through that. You know what I mean? Because he said it before, he doesn't want to.
And I respect it.
Yeah, because he's been banged up a lot. And I think they should protect him to get and not put him in those situations if he doesn't want to. If he feels like he's up to it, then yeah, sure. You go with the Hell in a Cell bit. But because the feud kind of dictates sort of towards it because of everything involved. Because there's the Seth Rollins factor who's going to play a big part in it. And I think you could get a three-way out of it before you get to Hell in a Cell. Yeah, this one's the hardest to call because in both cases, you can see why a certain person could win.
Mm-hmm.
Because on one hand, for the story purposes, Drew kind of needs the win over Punk to kind of like finally get one big one up on it. For everything Punk has done to cost him things, Drew winning would be like, hey, I beat you. But then there's the whole Punk's first match back, real match back in WWE on a premium live event, pay-per-view. And it's like, he should get the win because Drew has something personal against him, has the bracelet, and then CM Punk is fighting for family honor. So he should totally win. So there's both cases why something could be made.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I'm very unsure of who wins.
Or could we just go to a no finish?
No, there will be a finish. Because it needs a finish. Because you have a referee who will give you a finish. Whether it's clean or not, that's very up in the air. So I feel like, they talked about it on Sunday. Because this is all adding up to where, you know, the Brett, Shawn, Taker stuff. Where Shawn screwed Taker, which led to the creation of the Hell in a Cell in the first place. And you could have Rollins screw someone here and lead it into something like that. I'm kind of leaning Punk because I think for him, I think Punk wins, Rollins costs Drew, and we get Rollins-Drew next, or a three-way, and then you go from there. That's my thinking.
I can second that just because I feel like Seth maybe hates Drew. But I don't know. It's like, who does Seth hate more? That's like really the question. Because it's like Seth has beef with Punk. He's had beef with Punk since he showed up. And that's really unresolved. And yeah, Seth has issues with Drew. I don't know. Oh yeah, Seth's going to hit both of them with chair. Like Seth's going to punch and kick and do everything else. I can kind of see you going in the direction of Seth and Punk, especially if Punk comes out of this healthy. And you begin to build that, unless the match is, if he's healthy again, Seth versus Punk at Mania. Because we're kind of getting into that season of they're going to start setting up the WrestleMania storylines.
Yeah, well, kind of they're going to start setting it up. We're kind of setting for Survivor Series, I think that's the big focus. Go ahead.
I'm going to go Drew wins, and they set something up between Seth and Punk. I think his hatred for Punk is going to do to Seth what Roman's hatred for Seth did to him. I think Seth is not going to be able to pass up that opportunity.
I'm going Punk. 8-ball Punk, I look good. Wheel.
Mm.
Wrestler 1.
Punk.
Oh.
So there you go.
There you go. That is our SummerSlam pick'em. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Let us know. You can tweet us. And where can they find us on Twitter, Rob?
At Wild Talk Radio. Give us picks. Facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadio. I'm excited tomorrow because hopefully they don't change anything to the show and we can just do some straight picks and go from there. But tomorrow night, it's WTR's GM Battles. 10 p.m. ish Eastern. Saturday night, we're live with the Rack Extra Review SummerSlam right after the show ends. We'll be there to discuss the entire thing. So I'm banking 10:30 to 11, probably more closer to 11. We'll be live talking about the entire show. Sunday, it's WTR Sun at Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. They're going to review the entire thing and give their take. Monday night, it's the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. We're back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of The Rack. It's Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms. Wherever you get your podcast, search The Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadio. Chat, if you have that Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Game. Support channel by clicking the purple or tagging button below the screen. Or chat. If you're a brand new sub to the channel, or get the sub, you get Apple TV.
Supposed to go to me. Oh, I'm sorry. Take over for a second. I'm sorry. It just went quiet. Anyway, you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. It's hard to hear him. Music in the mic is very unbalanced, so it's hard to like hear him. So I'm having to sit here to listen for him. There's issues tonight. Anyway, you can also follow me over on YouTube, Symbol Lynn's Ward, and you can follow me over on TikTok, Lynn's Ward Zero. And you can use creator codes in the Epic Game Store, Rock and Sock, or Lynn's M Ward, because we are hashtag Epic Partners, to get your Fortnites, to get your Genshins, to get your Honkai Star Rails, Zenless Zen Zero, whatever the freak it's called. Anything in the Epic Game Store, but use the codes because we're hashtag Epic Partners. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, you can head over to youtube.com/MVGfilms or youtube.com/MVG1211. MVG Films, been a long time since I screwed that one up. But you can go check out Matt's channel and tell him we said hi because he's amazing and awesome. And like Rock was saying, you can check us out on Friday for GM Battles, where Rock and Bridge are going to duke it out in WWE's game. You can follow us on Saturday, where Brock and I will be reviewing SummerSlam live right after the show ends on Sunday. WTR,
you're good. We're good on those.
I'm good.
Yeah, those came across.
Those came across. So it was just like the other stuff.
It was the I had to sneeze a second. We're good.
Send
it home.
So, all right, for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you later. Bye!